वदतु भगिनी मङ्गलाचरणानि.
ॐ श्रीवक्रतुण्डः महाकाय सूर्यकोटिसमप्रभा निर्विघ्नं कुरु मे देव शुभकार्येषु सर्वदा. ॐ वागर्थविव सम्पृक्तौ वागर्थप्रतिपत्तये जगतः पितरौ वन्दे पार्वती परमेश्वरौ. ॐ येनक्षरसमं नयम् अधिगम्य महेश्वरात् कृष्णं व्याकरणं प्रोक्तं तस्मै पाणिनाय नमः. ॐ सहनाववतु सहनौ हुनक्तु सह वीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै. ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्ति.
उत्तमं भगिनी, धन्यवादः. अस्तु, नमस्ते दियाना भगिनी, नमस्कारः, स्वागतम्.
नमस्ते गीता भगिनी, एव्रीबडी.
गृहपाठरूपं तु सम्यक् सन्ति सर्वे बहु उत्तमं कार्यं कृतवन्तः, धन्यवादः. कोऽपि प्रश्नः अस्ति वा गृहपाठ रूपविषये?
न,
इत्युक्ते किम्? अहं किं वदामि, अनुवादं करोतु.
अहं कृष्णः नास्ति.
अस्तु अस्तु, अहं किं वदामि, अहं किम् उक्तवती इति इत्युक्ते किम्? वदतु, अनुवादं करोतु.
It was too long. You said that you saw the homework, but I got lost at the middle.
Anya, Anji Bhagini, came
up. You asked us if we had any questions about the homework. Everyone did a great job. And you appreciated it. You were grateful for it. You said thank you for all the good work.
Uttamam, uttamam. Tadeva, uttamam. Astudu, astu, dhanyavadaha. Astu, Anji Bhagini, ityukte mama kopi prashnaha nasti. Aham na.
Okay, mama kopi.
Mama
prashna nasti.
Mama ityukte kim? Mama artha ka?
Is it my?
My, mama kopi prashna for. Ityukte, no question, I have no question, no.
I have no question, okay, so it's me, for me there are no questions, or something like that?
If I say I have a daughter, you say mama putri. See, this I have concept in English is an
abbreviation,
you see. When you say I have something, it is Shashti Vibhakti, actually.
Yeah.
It is an association. You think you possess it or own it. Actually, it's just a Shashti Vibhakti. That's all.
And I have to keep remembering that. I'm so ingrained in it. my language.
yeah. And it's kind of it's interesting that it's like that. But I think it was, yeah, if you keep it in your mind, it will slowly start to clean up
yeah.
the things that have happened through language issues in the past. And I was just talking with my husband, you know, that American system of raising children, or should I say maybe Western even, I don't know. And maybe now I can use the word modern system of raising children, is to not expect them to learn the things that the parents know and to then improve on it. Mm-hmm. It's like it's their choice. Everything is their choice. And I was just thinking, this also comes from the same breaking strategy, you know. Seeing a language that doesn't unite us, doesn't constantly remind us of our unified selves. We as a unified cosmos, is a language that will eventually break us.
Mm-hmm.
And that is exactly how families have been broken, so that insurance companies can make money, so that healthcare system can make money, so that education system can... Education is from home only, you know, you learn from home. And then
from
you
the cosmos, learn. Yeah.
But no, they broke it. They broke the system because then they get more money, because their system is run by greed, and that is exactly how the imperialists colonized all the world, and... now they are not colonizing it in the way they did, so now they colonize individual families in their own country. How great is that? So with language, that's what I'm saying, it empowers you. It empowers you to think differently.
Mm-hmm.
And that is a very, very powerful tool, and I'm so glad that you perceive that, Bhagini.
Well, and also, I'll just say something philosophical here at the same time, a couple different things. Just so I have learned, in studying a language, you have to take the effort to even try to say something, even if it's incorrect.
Mm-hmm.
Because I have found that then people, they will help you correct it in a loving way. So, mm-hmm. Thank you.
Yeah.
And the other thing I can say is about that unity. COVID has done a great job of separating us, hasn't it?
I think COVID is just another
Namaste.
Aspect.
Is anybody hearing me? I can't hear anything.
Ah, now Namaste Mahodaya. Namaskara Swagatam. Adhuna tu Shruyate. Namaskara Swagatam. Astu.
I don't think he can hear still. Can you?
Mahodaya Shruyate Va? Shivananda Mahodaya?
Oh, I'm Bhagini. I'm hearing now. Are you hearing?
Okay.
Yeah, it's fine now. I'm not sure why. I have to do a complete shutdown and restart. Sorry about that.
No. Nasti chinta. Astu adya kim kurmaha shigram ekam
Are you showing anything on your screen, Bhagini?
I am just starting.
Oh, now. Okay, fine. Yes, perfect. Thank you.
Astu shigram shigram pathamaha ityukte kim bhavati. Astu Diana Bhagini atra kim bhavati atra kim bhavati ityukte kim.
Can you make it a little bit bigger, please?
Astu
you can increase your screen too if you haven't. You can enlarge your own screen at home.
I can do it.
Yes, on the green. Do you have a green symbol up at the top? You can enlarge your whole screen up at the top.
Aduna,
Bhagini.
Yes.
Yes,
I'm Bhagini.
Diana Bhagini, atra kim bhavati ityukte kim?
Atishtati?
Na, Bhagini, mama prashna kaha. Atra kim bhavati ityukte kim?
What is he feeling?
na 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 bhavati ite angi bhagini
bhavati it's I'm trying to remember katamasti bhavati
Sivananda mahodaya bhavati ityukte
bhavati her
you
no. No, you no, no, you no. Bhavati would be informal you female feminine
mahodaya atra kim bhavati kriya padam bhavati tu kriya padam asti sanya padam nasti
oh okay got it what is happening
what is
dhanyavada
what is this
namaste vivekananda mahodaya
what is this
bhavati yadi lingapadam
bhavati
dirgha ikaranta asti dirgha ikaranta bhavati nadivat asti chet strilingam padam sanya padam kintu bhavati hrusva ikara asti chet kriya padam avagatam vedah kah ityukte kim एकवारं वदतु भगिनी ज्ञाना भगिनी वदतु भेदः कः
भवति भवतः भवन्ति
अस्तु भेदः कः तत्र भवति इत्युक्ते किम्
भवति Ikyute to be. Or be. Being. Yeah, kriyapadam.
Strilingam.
Mm-hmm. Bhavati. Kam.
Sanya. अवगतम् अत्र किं भवति हियर् वाट् इस् हेपनिङ्ग् तदेव दियाना भगिनी करोतु भगिनी
बालकः तिष्ठति
प्रथमवर्णः कः भगिनि
उत्तिष्ठति
इत्युक्ते किम्
He's waking up
बालकः उत्तिष्ठति
The boy is waking up.
Tadeva. Uttamam. Shivananda Mahodaya. Atra kim bhavati?
Balakau. Balakau uttishtata.
Taha. Uttamam.
So, two boys wake up.
अञ्जी भगिनी
बालकाः
सन्ति
उत्तिष्ठन्ति बालकाः उत्तिष्ठन्ति इत्युक्ते किम्
All the boys are waking up.
More than two boys
are... More than two, yeah. More than two.
विवेकानन्द महोदय अत्र किं भवति
Sorry about that, I guess my Bible. Balakaha Namati, the boys bow or makes a salutation.
Balakaha Namati. Astu Shivananda Mahodaya, Shivananda Diana Bhagini, Kim Bhavati?
Balakau Namataha.
Namataha.
Namataha. two boys are saluting.
Uttamam. Shivananda Mahodaya?
Sorry, Bhagini, I'm back on. I wasn't hearing anything just now.
Astu. Atra?
Balakau Namataha. Namataha.
Na Atra Mahodaya.
Oh, okay, sorry. Sorry, I just switched on. Balakaha Namanti.
Ityukte?
Three boys are saluting, are I thought I'd say that as worshipping. What's
yeah,
Namanti?
Exactly. Actually, Namati, Namataha, Namanti actually is worship only. When you greet somebody, you what should I say? It's so hard to say in English. You offer...
You reverence them.
You reverence them. Thank you.
Yeah, that's a good one.
You reverence them because you connect with them at a very high level, at a very ethically... It's so bad to say ethically. At a very universally oneness level. That is, so it is, in some sense, in English, it's very hard to find a word, but like worship is okay, reverence them is okay, but you know, you will only use that for like a, I don't know, the Pope or some priest or somebody, which is kind of strange, but everybody you do namati to trees also, to animals also, to the morning also, to the sun also, to the moon also. Astu, uttamam, uttamam, gachati, gachata, gachanti, to vayam jani maha. Astu, atra, anji bhagini, yadi, saha, tasya putraha asti chet. Tasyaha putraha, ityukte?
Tasyaha putraha, other page?
No. Tasyaha kidrisha padam.
Oh, this in at this on this page.
No. Tasyaha vibhakti kim kopi
janati. Tasyaha. It's from tad.
No. Tad. Vibhakti kim?
Vibhakti. Shashti vibhakti.
Shashti vibhakti. Tyukte kim?
In location, in the, not in location, in the...
Shashti Vibhakti Bhagini.
Right, Shashti Vibhakti.
Sambandha.
Becoming in association with...
In association. Ityukte
with him.
Tasyaha ityukte, Angla Bhashayam?
Tasyaha.
Dhyana Bhagini Bhagatu.
Belonging to the boy?
To who? No. Belonging to who? Tasyaha.
To him.
No. Tasyaha.
To many. More than two.
It means one. It's tasyaha, his.
Na bhagini.
Yes, no. Well.
Ekvaram pashyatu. Shabda manjaryam. Pashyatu.
Mm-hmm. I'm looking at it.
Kim?
Tasyaha. Female. Tasyaha.
Ityukte Angla Bhashayam.
It's a her.
Her.
Her, yeah.
Kintu. Okay. Bhavatyaha ityukte kim?
Bhavatyaha chute hers. No, that's your female Srilinga.
Astu mama kim vadami yadi if
okay.
Yadi saha tasyaha putraha asti ityukte kim? Putraha ityukte?
Her.
No, putraha.
Putra. putraha aham na janami
astu astu uttamam shivananda mahodaya putra ityukte
son
son like s
o n
okay putra
katham jani maha puta sankhya
And we had that word and I forgot it. Putra.
Yeah. Rukaranta. Putra Sankhya. पुत्रः पुत्र हा पुत्र तु रम रामवतेव इत्युक्ते राम कीदृशपदम्
राम अकारान्त पुंलिङ्ग
इत्युक्ते पुत्र पुत्र कीदृशपदम्
अकारान्त पुंलिङ्ग
पुत्र अकारान्त पुंलिङ्ग पुत्रस्य इत्युक्ते इत्युक्ते न पुत्रः इत्युक्ते सन् एस् ओ इत्युक्ते पुत्रः पुत्रौ पुत्राः यदि सः तस्याः पुत्रः अस्ति तस्याः पुत्रः अस्ति
सो इफ
इफ ही
इज हर सन
हर सन समबडी सन हर सन
या हूएवर शी इज
ऑफ कोर्स ही इज समबडी सन राइट सो पुत्रः अस्ति चेत् अत्र किं भवति वदतु
ऐ यु वांट मी टू से इट ओर डू यू वांट समबडी एल्स
वदतु भगिनि सः
पुत्र ओके पत्रः
तत्र तत्रः न तत्र
ओ तत्र पुत्रः राइट तत्र पुत्रः भ्रमति
भ्रमति इत्युक्ते
Her son is taking a walk or strolling.
Strolling, Ityukte tasyaha putraha bhramati. Avagatam?
Tasyaha putraha bhramati.
Bhramati, tasyaha. Okay. Astu, dhanyavada bhagini. Astu, Vivekananda mahodaya. यदि तौ द्वौ बालकौ तस्याः पुत्रौ स्तः अत्र किं भवति
तस्याः पुत्रस्य भ्रमति
न पुत्रस्य कीदृश विभक्ति महोदय
षष्ठी
हा किमर्थं षष्ठी पुत्रस्य इत्युक्ते
प्रथम एकवचन सोरि षष्ठी एकवचन
इत्युक्ते
तस्याः इस् षष्ठी विभक्ति
अस्तु
एकवचन
अस्तु
समीचीनं
महोदय तस्याः तस्याः पुत्रौ स्तः इत्युक्ते किं तस्याः पुत्रौ
स्तः तस्याः पुत्रौ two boys, Brahmataha.
Tadeva. Tasyaha putrau Brahmataha. Iti upte, kim? Angla bhashayam vadati?
Means, Angrezi bhashayam, two boys are roaming.
No. Kedrishya balaka?
Putrau is two boys, is it?
No. Putra ityukte kim mahodaya?
Two sons.
Yes.
Sons. Okay.
So, Bhagini, would that be her two sons are roaming?
Tadeva. Her two sons are roaming. Tasyaha putrau brahmataha. Avagatam Vivekananda mahodaya?
Tasyaha
putraha brahmanti. Her more than two sons are roaming. Deva, uttamam. Astu. अधुना किं कुर्मः शब्दमञ्जर्यां राम इति पदं स्वीकृत्य सर्वाणि रूपाणि कोऽपि वक्तुम् इच्छति वा अदृष्ट्वा इत्युक्ते
दृष्ट्वा इस् दट् फोकस्
न
दृष्ट्वा ओके
दृष्ट्वा इत्युक्ते
having seen okay
अदृष्ट्वा इत्युक्ते
having not seen
without seeing
yeah
without having seen कोऽपि वक्तुम् इच्छति वा सर्वाणि रूपाणि राम इति प्रातिपदिकस्य कोऽपि जानाति वा वदतु आञ्जी भगिनी वदतु
पुत्रः पुत्रः पुत्राः पुत्राः पुत्रं पुत्राः
पूना भगिनी दीर्घ नास्ति ह्रस्व पुत्रम्
ओके पुत्रं पुत्र पुत्रः पुत्रा पुत्राः पुत्रं पुत्रा पुत्रान् पुत्रेण पुत्राभ्यां पुत्रैः पुत्राय पुत्राभ्यां पुत्रेभ्यः पुत्रात् पुत्राभ्यां पुत्रेभ्यः पुत्रस्य पुत्रयोः पुत्राणां पुत्रयोः पुत्रेषु
उत्तमम् अधुना एकमेकं स्वीकृत्य इत्युक्ते तृतीयविभक्ति एकवचनरूपं किम् पुत्रेण इत्युक्ते किं
बै मीन्स् आफ् द सन्
उत्तमं तदेव अस्तु शिवनन्दमहोदय पुत्रेभ्यः इत्युक्ते किम् अदृष्ट्वा वदतु इफ् पासिबल् विदौट् लुकिङ्ग् प्लीस् से As much as possible, don't look. Get it out of your brain. Putrebhya ityukte. Janati va?
Putrebhya, it will be, that would be the fourth form.
Chaturthi vibhakti.
Putre bhya. So that will be putre bhya.
Chaturthi vibhakti.
Chaturthi vibhakti. Bahuvachanam.
Astu ityukte.
Chaturthi would, I think chaturthi is, or the third one is with, I'm trying to remember.
Dhyana Bhagini Vadatu. For the purpose of. Putre bhya ityukte kim? Vadatu.
For the purpose of the sons more than two.
For the purpose of more than two sons. Uttamam astu.
Api. Panchami vibhakti.
Panchami api samana rupam. Ityukte artha ka bhagini vadatu anji bhagini.
From the sons more than two.
From more than two sons. Uttamam. Uttamam. Astu Vivekananda Mahodaya. Putra yoho ityukte kim?
Putra yoho of two sons.
Uttamam.
Putra yoho of two sons or in or on two sons.
Uttamam. Tadeva. Astu Dhyana Bhagini. Putran ityukte kim?
Two more than two sons.
Receiver. Karma pada.
Receiver.
Uttamam. Uttamam. Astu Shivananda Mahodaya. Putreshu ityukte kim?
Putreshu. That's the one where we do a request, putreshu.
No. Angie Bhagini, putreshu.
In the realm or on in the three or more sons.
I mix up the verbs.
Locative.
Saptami
vibhakti. Uttamam. Uttamam. Dhyana Bhagini, putraihi ityukte.
By means of more than two sons.
Uttamam. Tadeva. Astu Vivekananda Mahodaya putrat ityukte.
Putrat. From son.
From one son. Uttamam. Astu Shivananda Mahodaya putraya ityukte.
Putraya, for one son.
For the purpose of one son. Uttamam. Putraya. Astu. Uttamam. Tadeva abhyasam kurma chet vayam kinchit avagatam. That's the only way to do abhyasa, because of the language you're stuck in your head. English is your predominant language, or Spanish, you know. You have to do this until you no longer have to do this. That's how it is. It's like the Vedas tell you, you know, you should read the Vedas. Keep reading, keep understanding, keep contemplating what they're saying until you don't need the Vedas anymore. Then you can discard them. Same way. This also you have to learn to do. Astu. Aduna. Angie Bhagini. Shive ityukte.
Shive saptami vibhakti. In the realm of Shiva.
Where Shiva prevails.
Where Shiva prevails, yes.
Where one Shiva prevails. One, yes, of course.
Just in case there are more.
Ekavachana.
Ekavachana. Ekavachana. Uttamam. Uttamam. Astu, Diana Bhagini Aravindau. Ityukte? Aravindau.
Tu Arvindas, the receiver, receivers?
Receivers, apicha?
Arvinda?
Two receivers, bhagini, receivers to ekam artha ityukte. One artha, it is one meaning is receivers. Kintu, apicha?
Two receivers.
Two receivers to samichina.
Or two, also subjects, also pratama.
Two doers.
Two doers or two receivers.
Receivers, subject or object. Apicha, ekamanya. Sambodhana, rupam. Ityukte kim?
No, I don't know.
Same form.
Na.
Sambodhana
ityukte vocative. When you call them.
Sambodhana.
Sambodhana rupam.
I forgot that one.
Sambodhana prathama. Ityukte prathama vibhakti eva kintu kinchit bhinna asti. Atratu bhinna nasti. Putrau arvindam. Arvinda ityukte kim?
It's not a name.
Kintu name does not rest on nothing in Sanskrit. Always names have to have meanings, otherwise they will not be names. Nobody will be called something which does not have a meaning in India.
Well, it doesn't come up in dictionary.
Aravinda. Of course it is there.
Aravinda.
Aravinda.
Aravinda. There it is.
Ityuktekim.
Ityukte Indian lotus, copper. A lotus.
Lotus. Aravinda. Lotus. Lotus flower. Apicha kamalau. Kamalau. Samanarthaka. Kamalau. Lotus. Pankajau, same meaning. All are different aspects of lotus. Pankajau. Pankajau means, ityukte kim? That rises out of swamps or mud. I mean, where you think you don't even want to step. See, how many of us don't want to go into mud? And out of that emerges lotus. Astu uttamam. Adhuna, astu, Diana Bhagini, Sita Yam, ityukte? Janati va? Na, astu, Sarvani Rupani Ekvaram Punaha Pathatu. Akaranta Sthrilinga Rupani Sarvani Rupani Ekavaram Patatu Lata Swikritya Vadatu Bhagini Lata Swikritya Sarvani Vibhakti Rupani Vadatu
Lata Late Lataha Latam Late Lataha, Lataya, Latavyam, Latamishi, Latayau, Latavyam, Latabyaha,
Latabyaha,
Latayaha, Latavyam, Latabyaha, Latayaha, Latayuhu, Latanam, Latayam, Latayuhu, लाकासु
उत्तमं सीतायां
प्रश्नः
वदतु
I'm trying to say this in Sanskrit aham
shrunomi
I heard but that's not past tense latayau but it's latayai or chaturthi
latayai chaturthi asti latayam na chaturthi samichinam bhagini chaturthi eva latayai samichinam chaturthi
latayai
latayai ityukte latayai ityukte latayai vibhakti rupam kim
chatur vibhakti
chaturthi vibhakti ityukte kim ityukte kim
for the purpose of lata
for the purpose of lata iti asti chet latayai sitayai anji bhagini bhavatyah prashna tu na avagatam I did not understand your question kim
oh I had heard I thought I had heard latayau instead of
latayai no
but I may have heard wrong
astu अस्तु उत्तमम् अधुना किं नास्ति चिन्ता अस्तु उत्तमम् अधुना विवेकानन्दमहोदय तृतीयविभक्तिरूपं किं लता अस्ति चेत्
लताया
न लतया लतया ह्रस्वं भवति लतया लता लतया भवति रमा रमया सीता सीतया गीता गीतया
दीर्घ आकारान्त
दीर्घ अस्ति चेत् ह्रस्वत्वं शॉर्टनिंग ह्रस्वत्वं अस्तु उत्तमम् सर्वाणि रूपाणि वदतु शिवनन्दमहोदय क्षमा स्वीकृत्य क्षमा शिवनन्दमहोदय अस्ति वा
आं भगिनि
क्षमा स्वीकृत्य सर्वाणि रूपाणि वदतु
क्षमा First of all, I need to know what Kshama means.
Kshama ityukte kim kopi janati va?
Forgiveness.
Forgiveness. Kshama. Kshamyatam. Varam varam vayam.
Kshama. Kshame. Kshamaha. Kshamam.
Kshamam no. Kshamam.
Kshamam. Kshamam. क्षमां
न महोदय क्षमां न
क्षमां
महोदय महोदय एकनिमेष क्ष इत्युक्ते किं ककार षकार मेलयित्वा क्ष भवति क्षमा क्षमा नास्ति क्षमा अस्ति
क्षमा क्षमा क्षमां क्षमे क्षमाः
क्षमाः
क्षमाः क्षमया क्षमाभ्यां क्षमाभिः क्षमायै क्षमाभ्यां क्षमाभ्यः क्षमायाः क्षमाभ्यां क्षमाभ्यः क्षमायः क्षमयोः क्षमा न क्षमा Kshamanam Kshamayam Kshamayoho Kshamasu.
Kshamasu. Uttamam. Uttamam.
I have a question, Bhagini. Tritiya Vibhakti Bahuvachanam. I just want to make sure I pronounce with the bihi.
Bihi. Mahaprana. Bihi.
Bihi.
Danyavada. Uttamam. अस्तु अधुना एकमेकं स्वीकृत्य अर्थः कः इत्युक्ते क्षमाभिः अर्थः कः विवेकानन्दमहोदय
तृतीयविभक्ति बहुवचनम्
अर्थः कः
क्षमाभिः बाय् ओर् विथ् विथ् काइंडनेस
हा हा किन्तु बै मीन्स् आफ् विथ् इस् वेरि अन्क्लियर् इन् इङ्ग्लिश् विथ् इस् वेरि अन्साटिस्फाक्टरि
यस्
नाट् लास्ट् वीक् मेनि टैम्स् चिन्ता नास्ति
प्रश्नः बिकास् फर्गिव्नेस् इस् अ कलेक्टिव् वर्ड् इन् इङ्ग्लिश् वुड् वी ट्रान्स्लेट् दट् इस् बै मीन्स् आफ् many forgive many times of forgiveness or many opportunities
however they divide in your head you collect them together
yeah okay
see each one of has a different way of dividing don't we for example if you do something in one action how many actions are there you have to decide how you want to distribute the divisions is it Do I say I gardened or do I say I walked outside and I picked up the bucket then I picked up the soil you know how many actions go in one action you have to decide what you are focusing on are you focusing on each action individually are you focusing on each iteration of kshama you know what I'm saying You have to make that decision.
Yeah. It's a wonderful... I just love the culture in the words themselves, in the language comes out.
It's very... So. Actually, it's a very revealing of the self. The way I think is exactly how it comes back to me.
Yes, I know.
It's like a very good mirror. And actually, that is the purpose of Sanskrit. Is to simply be a mirror. be a mirror. It's not telling you what to do. It simply comes out so clearly. That's what my teachers would say. By the time you figure out exactly how to ask a question in Sanskrit, you have found the answer. Because the process alone will teach you. You try. It will teach you. The process will teach you. This is the beauty of Sanskrit. अस्तु हा उत्तमम् अस्तु रमा अस्तु क्षमाभिः अस्तु मालायै इत्युक्ते किं शिवानन्दमहोदय मालायै
मालायै चतुर्विभक्ति एकवचनं for the purpose of one mala
uttamam uttamam anji bhagini malabhyam
malabhyam tritiya vibhakti dvivachana chaturthi vibhakti dvivachana panchami vibhakti dvivachana cha for the purpose of two malas or necklaces, first of all, tritiya vibhakti, by means of two malas, chaturthi vibhakti, for the purpose of two malas, and panchami vibhakti, from two malas.
Uttamam. Tadeva. Astu dhyana bhagini. किम् अम्बयोः इत्युक्ते ambayoho.
Ambayoho. I don't know what ambay.
Amba. Amba ityukte kim? He amba. He amba.
Amba, mother?
Mother. Hey, mom. Hi, mom. Hey, amba. Amba yoho ityukte?
Belonging to two mothers is Shashti Vibhakti, and it is also Saptami Vibhakti, where the two mothers prevail, or prevailing two mothers.
Or simply in or on also. It also means that. If, for example, one fabric is on both mothers, that also will apply. Astu uttamam, astu astu Vivekananda Mahodaya, belonging to all mothers, ityukte kim, shabdaha kaha.
Belonging to all mothers. Okay, belonging to all, ambaha. Ambaha.
Nama, Mahodaya.
That's the accusative case, isn't it? Dvitiya.
Belonging to all mothers.
We have four of from all. Belonging to all mothers. I'm sorry, I can't.
Anji Bhagini Vadatu.
Saptami Vibhakti. No. Shashti Vibhakti. Bahuvachana. Ambanam.
Ityukte, belonging to all mothers. Ambanam. Uttamam. So, this time lag that is happening for some of us more than others, once that reduces, then you can proceed with using that word. And how will it happen? By simply over and over again. So, adhuna vayam kim kurmaha, sarve sarvani rupani vadatu, kintu ekam ekam padam uktva picha vaditva tasya artaha kaha iti api vadatu. Avagatamba ityukte kim? Vadatu, Angla Bhashayam vadatu, Anji Bhagini.
So every word that we put it through all of, we take it through all of the Rupanis, and we also put it in English so we understand. Translate into English.
Astu, Bhavati. Astu. Bhavati eva arambham karotu. Astu. Ambatuna kim. Mala iti svikritya vadatu bhagini. Sarvani rupani apicha tesham arthaha. Ekam ekam svikritya vadatu adhuna. Karotu bhagini.
Mala. Do you want me to say the vibhakti or just say the meaning?
No. Arthaha kaha.
Arthaha mala, just necklace. It's a strilinga.
Now you cannot just say necklace. It means necklace the
necklace
subject.
The doer. Oh, I see. Okay, necklace the subject. Okay,
subject.
Now I get what you're saying. Okay.
Artha kim? Artha tu tadeva. Otherwise, it has no meaning.
Right. Okay.
Mala's feminine word meaning necklace doesn't mean anything.
Okay. Yes, you're right.
Malay.
Two necklaces, the subject or doer. Malaha, three or more necklaces, the doer, subjects. Malam, necklace, the receiver. Karamapadam. Male, two necklaces, the receiver of action, malaha, three necklaces or more, the receivers of the action. Tritiya, vibhakti. Malaya, one necklace with, for the purpose, no, not for the purpose, with one necklace, by means of one necklace. Malabhyam, by means of two necklaces. Malabhihi, by means of three or more necklaces. Chaturthi bhakti, malayai, for the purpose of one necklace. Malabhyam, for the purpose of two necklaces. Malabhyaha, for the purpose of three or more necklaces. Panchami, from malayaha, from one necklace. Malabhyam, from two necklaces. Malabhyaha, from three or more necklaces. Shashti malayaha, in associating or belonging to one necklace. Malayoho, belonging to two necklaces. Malanam, belonging to three or more necklaces. And saptami, malayam, in or on one necklace. Malayoho, on, in or on, on two necklaces. I'll just use on. Malasu, on three or more necklaces.
Uttamam. Uttamam. Aduna, Vivekananda Mahodaya. Agraja. Agraja ityukte?
Agraja.
Agraja. Agraja ityukte? Na, na. Agraja, akaranta padam, strilingam padam. Ityukte kim? Older sister, Agraja.
Okay, Agraja, Agraje, Agrajaha.
Ityukte kim?
Okay, sorry. Agraja means, is a noun, Pratama Vibhakti Eight Vachan.
Ityukte kim?
What it means?
Agraja iti padam. Padasya artha kaha?
It means, it's a name, isn't it? A older sister, as you
said. Ityukte kim? Agraja ityukte prathama vibhakti ekavachana rupam asti chet. Artha kaha mahodaya?
Oh, you mean this akaranta srilinga?
Astu, kintu prathama vibhakti ekavachana rupasya artha kaha?
Okay.
If I say agraja, if I just say sister, elder sister, it means nothing, no? Well, somebody will say, why are you saying elder sister? Elder sister what? She did what? Did she receive what? Did she, by means, I mean, elder sister what? So, prathama vibhakti ekavachan rupam asti chet arthah kaha. What is the meaning of agraja? Prathama vibhakti asti chet. That's my question. Vadatu.
So I was just saying that what you're all saying is say the full declaration of the Agraja, Agraje, Agrajaha.
Astu, Arthaha kaha. How will you translate in English, Agraja?
Okay. That will be the, that's the name of one person and you are declining that person in the tree Vibhakti.
Simply you say elder sister the doer, elder sister the subject. Tadeva yatha anji bhagini uktavati. Prathama vibhakti means that I know you know that, but suddenly I ask you something shashti, then you get confused. See, by means of entering the understanding of the meaning, having to go through figuring out which vibhakti, figuring out what it means, and then figuring out what the actual meaning of the word is. That's what we are practicing, so that we can make this step faster.
Yeah,
so in order to do that, you have to simply say the word and get to the meaning right away.
Yeah, but we know that is karta.
No, we don't know. We don't know. If I suddenly ask you some word in Shashti or in Saptami or in Panchami, you get confused, right? Like Tasyaha. I said Tasyaha Putraha. And who was confused? We were all confused. So, so we have to just do the exercise. It's just an exercise. Take each word and you tell me what it means. Tadeva. Agraja. Vadatu Mahadeya.
Agraja is, okay. Look, ask somebody else with this one, because I know what it means. If Kartripadam is a karta, is a subject of what you're talking about, and we know what the meaning is, the elder sister or little sister.
Astu, Shivananda Mahodaya Karotu. Nanasi Chinta Mahodaya, Chinta Nasi. Shivananda Mahodaya, Vadatu.
Agraja, eldest, one elder sister, the door. Agraje. Sorry, Agraje, two elder sisters, Dur.
The doers.
The doers. Agrajaha, three elder sisters, the doers. Or two or more elder sisters, the doers. Bhagini, I really need to take this phone call.
Asu, take it. Diana Bhagini, vadatu.
Agrajam, one elder sister, the receiver. Agraje, two elder sisters, the receivers. Agrajaha, more than two elder sisters, the receivers.
Tadeva.
Agraja. No?
Tritiya, punah vadatu. Tritiya rupam punah vadatu.
Agrija?
Agrijaya.
Agrijaya?
Mala asti, malaya. Sita asti, sitaya. Rama asti, Ramaya. Antima Akaranta, Bhagini. Antima Akaranta.
Shamyatam, Bhagini.
Astu. Ekanimisha Mahodaya. Astu. Bhagini Vadatu.
Agrijaya. By means of one elder sister.
Agrijaya. Agrijaya.
Agrajaya.
Pronouncing that wrong.
Astu, Mahodaya Kim?
Agrajaya.
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 Ityukte hrisvatvam ha. Hrisvatvam bhavati. Akaranta asti chet akaranta bhavati. Lata, lata, lata ya. Rama ya. Agrajaya. Agrajaya. Vadatu bhagini?
Agrajaya. By means of two elder sisters. Agrijabhi, by means of more than two elder sisters. Agrijayai. For the purpose of one elder sister, Agrijabhyam, for the purpose of two elder sisters, Agrijabhyaha, for the purpose of more than two elder sisters, Agrijayaha, from one elder sister. Agrijabhyam from two elder sisters. Agrijabhyaha from more than two elder sisters. Agrijayaha belonging to one elder sister. Agrijayoho belonging to two elder sisters. Agrijanam belonging to more than two elder sisters. Agrijayam in one elder sister. Agrijayoho in two elder sisters. Agrijasu in more than two elder sisters.
Tadeva, uttamam, tadeva. Astu, tena varam varam krutva, tena kinchit kinchit manasi sthapayati. Again and again by doing, the meaning slowly will start to sit in your heads, in our heads, my head also. Agraja, agrajayam. Astu, astu. Tasyaha agrajayaha. Ityukte kim? Mahodaya vadatu. Sivananda Mahodaya. Tasyaha agrajayaha. Ityukte? Sivananda Mahodaya.
Ambagini. Tasyaha agrajayaha.
तस्याः इत्युक्ते किम् तस्याः इत्युक्ते किम् तस्याः पुत्रः हर् बिलोङ्गिङ्ग् टु हर् शी हर् तस्याः अग्रजयाः इत्युक्ते किम्
बिलोङ्गिङ्ग् टु हर् एल्डर् सिस्टर्
belonging to her elder sister, which means tasyaha ityukte visheshana visheshya rupam, her elder sister, her elder sisters. It doesn't mean somebody else's elder sister, it means you are emphasizing the elder sister in both the cases. Specifically you say which her, the elder sister, that's the one I'm talking about. Oh, I see. Astasyaha. So this is how you start making connections. So last class also, this is what we were doing.
And there's also another option.
Kim?
It could mean from her elder sister.
Tasyaha. Tasya. Na.
Did you say tas?
Tasyaha asti chet. Shashti apicha panchami asti chet. From her elder sister. Tasyaha agrajayaha. From her elder sister. Her. Her. She. See, then it doesn't make sense, because how will the two come together? If tasyaha is panchami, then how can the other one be shashti?
But we were doing that with her son, though. We were putting the...
No. Tasyaha putraha. Prathama. We didn't say tasyaha putrasya.
No, we didn't, but we were putting the tasyaha with other forms of other nouns.
But you cannot put it with just any form. You can put it with some forms. You can put it with kartra. Like tasya.
Okay.
Question is good. Tasyaha putra ityukte, putra the doer.
Mm-hmm.
Which putra? Her son.
Her.
Oh, I see. That putra. So the kartra is still very clear, but you cannot have tasyaha. Agrajayaha meaning one in shashti and one in panchami. That doesn't make sense.
Okay.
But for kartra padam it can, and even for karma padam it can make sense.
Okay.
Tasyaha latam, belonging to her, to that lata you give. Avagata?
I understand, but it still isn't quite jiving with my thinking, my brain. So because you could say from the elder sister, and which one? Well, it's her elder sister, meaning somebody else's.
Tasyaha could belong to some other person, and the Agrajayaha.
Right, because the putraha was different from the tasya.
Yes, agreed. But one is not panchami there.
No, but so you wouldn't use that, even that her son. You wouldn't use panchami from her son? That's my question.
So if you had a panchami case, your question is, can you say tasmat putraha? Is that your question?
No, I would, because we're showing the son is belonging to her, so it's in shashti.
So tasya, then?
And then
putra in panchami.
Something from the son. Is that too? Am I getting too complicated?
Yeah.
Bhagini, can I ask a question?
Just
to make sure I am reinforcing the rules properly. So if I will use agraja bihi. So for me to use tad there, I will say. Ta bihi agraja bihi.
Which means you are emphasizing who that ta is. You are clarifying. First, you are saying by means of those females. Then the question is which females?
The elder sisters.
Which females? Then you say no, by means of the elder sisters.
Mm-hmm.
I see. That is clear. Huh?
Mm-hmm. I'm back in.
So, Angie Bhagini, the way you are thinking is possible in Sanskrit, but you can't just randomly put them together and force a meaning. It has to create a meaning that makes sense.
Then I will be patient and wait till I learn it.
Because look at this chant we sing, Purnamada, Purnamadam, mm-hmm. Purnat, Purnamada. All the vibhaktis are in that.
Yeah.
And it makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
So it has to make sense. The first thing is it has to make sense. Then only grammar is of use. Otherwise, grammar is of no use.
Okay.
It's not a computer language, or it's not like permutation combination. Let us make all possible combinations and then force a meaning. If it doesn't give a beautiful meaning, don't use it. That's what they say in my Sanskrit classes. If the meaning is not beautiful, even if it is possible to say, don't say it. Why you want to say something?
Okay.
Tadeva. Astu, uttamam. Uttamam, astu, adhuna, anuja, iti swikritya, vakyam vadatu. From the younger sister, this book is from the younger sister. Ityukte kim? Vadatu, Angie Bhagini, vadatu.
Book is from the younger sister.
Pustakam.
Yeah, pustakam. Anujam. Now, from Anujaya. Pustakam Anujayaha.
Asti. Anujayaha Pustakam Asti. Now, when you say Anujayaha Pustakam Asti, somebody can say, is it from her or does it belong to her? See?
Yes.
Now the question can arise. Then your context has to make it clear. Uttamam. Anujayaha pustakam ityukte kim? Anujayaha pustakam ityukte. Anujayaha grahe anujayaha pustakam asti. Then you are thinking, in her house is probably her own book.
Mm-hmm.
अस्तु उत्तमं. दियाना भगिनी अस्तु अधुना वदतु to the younger sister, give the book.
Pustakam. Anujam
asti va.
To
the younger sister, give the book. When you give in Sanskrit, what is the use? How is it used? All giving in Sanskrit is for the purpose of, always. It is never to. You can never give something to somebody. Everything that you give is given for a purpose. For the purpose of somebody, for their benefit, basically.
Then chaturthi vibhakti.
Chaturthi eva. Every time you give in Sanskrit, you have to use chaturthi. It's one of the rules. It forces you to think that way.
Anujayai.
Tritiya, not chaturthi.
Chaturthi, for the purpose of. Chaturthi, bhagini. Chaturthi.
I thought that was from. No,
panchami is
from. Yeah, okay, sorry.
Anujayai.
Anujayai. Vakyam sampurnam.
Karoti.
Karotu tu, for the purpose of anujayai, do. Okay, uttamam. अपि च दा अस्ति चेत् किम् दा अस्ति चेत् रूपाणि कानि यु डिड् इट् फार् होम्वर्क् भगिनी रिमेम्बर् यु डिड् इट् फार् होम्वर्क् सो ददाति means somebody give for the purpose of the younger sister. Somebody gives, that's all. Uttamam astu.
So the subject there is not pustakam. Pustakam is the karma padam, right? And the giver is just whoever.
Pustakam dadati. Ramah pustakam dadati. So Ramah pustakam sitayai dadati. Ityukte kim. Now the question is pustakam dvitiya or not? Correct?
I would say it is, because it's actually the object that's being given. It's the action of the verb. It receives the action of that verb of giving.
But
to me, that's a direct object.
But is pustakam is not the receiver. It is given for the purpose of.
Right. And I consider that, in my understanding of English grammar, the direct object is the pustakam. The indirect object, which is the receiver of that, it gets complicated, but chaturthi. It could be indirect or chaturthi, yes.
Therefore, it's hard to call chaturthi object, but I see how you are thinking about it. That's fine. I see how you are thinking.
But that's how I figured out. Okay, thank
Uttamam. You. Uttamam. Uttamam. Tadeva. Astu. And aduna, kim? Sita, Sita asti chet, I'll give a sentence. Vivekananda Mahodaya, vadatu.
I think he went to take care of the...
Oh, asti va. Asu, asu. Uttamam, uttamam. Ha, bhavati eva karotu, bhagini. You do it. Astu. All Sita's sons are here. So kartrupadam kim
putraha sitanam.
No, first you finish the laghu vakyam. So putraha santi. Finished. One chapter done. Putraha santi. Question arises, whose sons now?
Sitanam. Sitanam putraha santi.
Sitanam putraha santi. Tadeva. Uttamam. Adhuna. Shivananda Mahodaya?
Ambagni.
By means of two Sitas, Ramaha saw. Rama saw by means of two Sitas.
Are you using past tense?
No, actually I should use present for you. Rama sees.
So, Ramaha Pashyati. So, Ramaha see, so by means of, going to be, Sita, did you say two Sitas?
Two Sitas.
Sita Bhyam Pashyati.
Pashyati. Now, Sita Bhyam Pashyati can have how many meanings, Mahodaya?
Okay. So, that can have 1, 2, 3 meanings. It can have, it can be the Tritiya Vibhakti, which is by means of, it can be the Chaturthi Vibhakti, which is for the purpose of, and also the what's the other one? Panchami Vibhakti, which is from.
From two Sitas,
from
So entirely different meanings can come through there.
Ambagini.
So context will tell you, the context, style of writing will
establish the meaning.
So next week I'm going to have us start reading very, very simple stories.
Can I make a quick comment? This is a very good exercise here. I was not able to come last week. But I listened to recording quite a few times, and I got scared. I got scared because I feel like I don't know anything.
Don't be scared. You just tackle one small thing at a time.
And
one
I like the way you approached today's class from as a result of that class, because like I felt, oh my God, I'm so busy and I'm not getting time to do everything.
So each word, each vibhakti you can take. So these are very simple. The first two tables you learn is akaranta pumling, akaranta striling. Then you have to start learning hari, ikaranta. Guru, ukaranta. ikaranta dirgha striling nadi ikaranta, just starting to memorize those words so that the vocabulary of the ending start to sit in the words your mind. The endings have to sit now. And they'll only sit by doing real words, because you may as well do real words, otherwise this ending alone, if you get used to just that, then it doesn't add up in your head. So use real words, and that is why the Shabda Manjari has so many options given. After every word, some 2-3 options are there. And some of you did that homework. It's a very good book. I spend most of my time with it. So use those examples and simply make phrases belonging to, of, so and so, for the purpose of Rama, for the purpose of Sita. Again and again, using different words for the purpose of the book, for the purpose of the lesson, for the purpose of learning, for the purpose of the man, for the purpose of the garden, for the purpose of the horse, whatever. Over and over again, and then the ending starts to sit in your head. And with that practice, then we'll be able to make sense and actually have more joy coming out of a writing. So I want to go into stories, short stories.
Pravachan.
No, Pravachan, oh my goodness. Just a very simple, a three-line, four-line story.
Pravachan means story. What does Pravachan mean?
No, Pravachan is like is a speech.
Oh, it's more like usually a discourse.
A discourse. Pravachan is on the reminding people of the unified self. That is usually a pravachan. So in English, it will be called a religious thing, which is actually not true at all. Because there's no religion association here. Huh?
Yeah, almost like a sermon, I guess.
But sermon has interesting, I don't want to use the word, but burden is how I feel of it.
Mm-hmm.
It can be burdensome because I take a walk here. Gosh, I would take a walk here and there is a church that does their speaker on a speaker. Just listening to some of that is just, I'm like, oh, how do you live? How do you come out of that alive? Like, how can you live?
Makes you guilty of everything.
Everything. Mm-hmm. He is watching. He is watching. Mm-hmm. And he watches you because he loves you. Just like a mother loves a child, he is watching. So be careful. Mm-hmm. Oh my goodness, I'm thinking, how do you live? How do you breathe? So that's why it's not a religion. It is simply a culture that shows to us the reality that is interdependence. We are all one. We all depend on each other. We can only function with respect to everybody else. That's all. Very simple. What you do with your life is your issue. That's all. So Pravachan means that, Mahodaya.
Bhagini, I will really have to go now. My apologies.
Astu, astu. Na chinta mastu, Bhagini. Mahodaya, namaskara. Vivekananda Mahodaya?
Last week we did the Dhatu Kri, and you sent us an email concerning if we can look it up, and how Kri Nati is made. I tried to do it. This feedback. I try to do it with Kri plus Na plus T.
I'm not sure I asked you to do that, Mahodaya. I would not have asked you to figure out how the word was created. We're not there yet. We are very, very far from that stage.
Yeah, but I had a lot of problem I had with that, but I did it.
Shna, tatu vikarna patra prataya shna asti chet.
That's right.
Prinati ayati, natvam bhavati, kimartham rashabhyam nodaha, apicha atkupang nyumbhava. These are the sutras that, and then eventually you will get. But that's not part of our, we're not there yet.
Okay, thanks. Thank you very much.
Astu. Astu. Anya kopi prashna asti va?
I have to go now because this, I'm looking after a very aged disabled person, and I have to be 24 hours care I'm doing at the moment. So I'll see you next week if you don't mind. And
dhanyavada mahodaya. Namaskaraha. Astu, Diana Bhagini, Angie Bhagini, anya kopi prashna asti va?
Grahapatha.
Grahapatha kaha ityukte. Grahapatha rupena punaha punaha abhyasam karotu.
Okay.
Smaratu. Smaratu, remember.
Remember, memorize.
And if you already know Rama table, then use all the different variations of the word, you know, like Balakaha. Go through your Shabda Manjari, also your Abhyasa Pustakam. There are so many Akaranta, Ganesha, Shiva. And then
just create our own little phrases with all
little phrases or short sentences with a book or with a, you know.
Okay. And then the English translation.
Over and over again. And then you don't have to... If you do like 100 of them with Ramaya, just Ramaya, one word, Ramaya, Shivaya, Ganeshaya, Balakaya, Agraja, anything, on and on and on.
Remember it.
Then you will, by the end of it, at least remember one case.
Okay. All right. I just didn't know if there was anything specific, but we'll just go pull some things together ourselves. Okay.
You can also use this this online book, you know, that we go through in our classes.
Right.
They have lots of beautiful words.
Mm-hmm.
So basically, otherwise, for us to make sentences and move forward, and for each sentence, if we take 5 minutes to decipher it, we really cannot have a conversation.
Okay. Uh-huh. May I ask
you a question?
Vadatu Bhagini?
Where in the Ashtadhyayi, where do I look for the Gana?
Oh, so Gana is... Astu, let me do screen sharing again. Astu. Da. So you look up da here. How do you know da? So you do give. You look up give in the search bar. Ashtadhyayi.com, you know that one, huh? So
yes.
I looked up give. Now so many gives are there. Now I have to make a choice. Is it dada dane? Is it any of these? Which one am I looking for? You have to, I don't know, it's a wrong one. Look how many hundreds are there. There's another da. There's another da to give. See? So what you can do is, okay, now you got the idea. You're like, oh, at least I remember. Now I think there's a da. So let me do da. Now, how many das are there? At least three are there. So, say you take up this one. No. Let's do Juhotyadi. I mean, you know these forms maybe, but let's just do Juhotyadi. Now, your question is, how do you know the Gana? This number,
yes,
the first number before the decimal tells you the number of the Gana. There are dasa ganaha. 10 Ganas are there. Each one has a specific name. Tritiya Gana, third Gana is called Juhotyadihi. The first word in red is always the Gana.
All right.
Third yes, Gana is know. Always Juhotyadi. You go
so
back.
Can I ask a question before you? When you're wanting us to indicate which Gana, do you want us to put a number by it, that number at the very top? Or do you want us to give you the first word?
So, I'll tell you what happens. The numbers are very convenient to know because then you can quickly write next to a word, 1 point, you know, 1P. First, Gana Parasmaipadi. Very quick. It's a very quick way of writing. So, you should know the Ganas. But when you speak in Sanskrit, we don't say numbers. We say Bhuadihi. Churadihi. Tudadihi, Juhotyadihi, Adadihi, Divadihi, on and on. We take their names. But to understand and to take notes in a class, numbers are fast. That's why everything is numbered in Sanskrit. That's why Vibhaktis are also numbered.
And where can I find the 10 names?
You can just go here. Look, go to any, even here, maybe. you see, this is not, this is used for very specific. So here in the Shabda Manjari, maybe at the back. Hold on, let me ask. Kridanta Tadhita Avyaya Akanksha Avyayi Bhava Indra Dvigu Samasa Ardhadhatuka. Here they are, Bhagini. So go to page
113.
And you will see the first gana it starts with. First conjugation it says. Prathama ganaha bhuadihi. You see that on page 113, the heading?
Yes, I
Bhuadihi.
See.
Then all of these are given in Bhuadihi. Then on page 117, Adadihi. Second conjugation. See that?
Yes, I see.
Like that, all are given in sequence. Oh, no, they're not given in sequence. Okay, third one is given here is eighth conjugation. Tanadihi. You see that? That's okay. Yes. Write down number 8. Chinta nasti. And then you have 3 down. Only 3 are given. Hold on. Then,
So we're supposed to write a number 1 through 10, and you're giving us the list. I guess I got lost. I'm not sure where you are. I'm sorry.
No. There are 10 ganas.
Yeah.
Bhagini is asking what are their names. Oh, here they are, Bhagini, on the first page itself. Page 111. They're all there in one page. Very good. 111. All the names are there. So from this...
What does each one of them mean?
Bhuadi means the first... So Sanskrit has a very simple tradition. The very first member of any group... The group goes by that name. So, Bhu Dhatu is the first Dhatu in the first Gana. So, Bhu Adi means etc. Adi means etc. Bhu Adi, U plus A makes V, right? V. So, Bhu Adi is the first one. Then, the second Gana starts with At. Dhatu is At, to eat. So, Adadi. You understand? Each Gana has a... So, Bhuadi Gana has over 1,000 Dhatus.
Mm-hmm.
It's the largest Gana and it has over 1,000 Dhatus. Very, very many Dhatus. And then the successive Ganas have very many fewer. Very, like, relatively... 1,000 are divided into 9 groups. And 1,000 are dominated only by one group. There's a division. That's
and
how they are.
How do they, which characteristic has each group? How do they group them?
Why do they group them differently? They behave differently. So right on page, are you on page 111?
Yes, I'm on page
111. Okay, so let us say Gachati. You know Gachati belongs to? Prathama Gana, Bhuadi.
Mm-hmm.
So you see Prathama Gana, it says here, Prathamaha Bhuadihi. Follow along with me, put your finger on those words that I'm saying. Mm-hmm. Prathamaha Bhuadihi. Then all these things are given with dashes and brackets and everything. But then somewhere along there it says Bhavati.
Mm-hmm.
That is Gachati only. See the ending?
Yeah.
Bhavati, so Gachati. Then if it is Atmanepadi, Vandate, Bhashate, Vartate, on and on.
Mm-hmm.
Two kinds of endings are there. Now, if you just stick to Gachati, don't go anywhere else. Now, just go below Bhavati. What is given? Atti.
Mm-hmm.
But here, it is not... See, if the Dhatu is At, So it is not atati, is it?
Mm-mm.
It's yeah. Atti. That a is missing in middle.
Mm-hmm.
Why is it missing? Because it is in Dvitiya Gana.
Mm-hmm.
See how that works?
So I was incorrectly writing down the number of the Gana. I understand right. Now. Yeah, okay.
So Atti... Mahodaya, Vadatu.
Bhavadi Gana has over 50% of the words are in that Gana.
Astu Mahode. Over 1,000 are in Bhavadi Gana and all the rest of the 1,000 are distributed in the remaining nine Gana. Sorry.
That's what I'm thinking, that if we should do Bhavadi Gana, for example, a simple word like Pat. Right? So we have patati, patataha, patanti. Now we know that the vikaran for bhavadi gana is a.
Mahodaya, this class is too, we are not there.
You were talking
grammar and we are basically doing very elementary stuff here.
I'm doing this privately. Thank you very much.
Dhanyavada, Mahodaya. Namaskaraha. Astu.
Well, thanks for going through that, because now I understand how I'm supposed to identify.
Yeah, so let me just answer Diana Bhagni's question. So why are there 10 Ganas? Because, so as Mahodaya suggested, a simpler word, patati. So pat is the dhatu for the first Gana. Pat means to fall.
Mm-hmm.
Patati falls. Something falls. Patati. Pat becomes patati. You add a after ta and then ti. It's not as simple as that, but right now that's how I'm showing you. Now, the next gana has atti. So, at is the dhatu. It doesn't become atati. Question arises, why? It's a different gana. It has a different behavior. It has a different nature.
Mm-hmm.
Then go down. Juhoti, this is hu dhatu. The dhatu itself is only hu. It doesn't become hu ati, does it? Hu ati. It doesn't. In fact, it has something added in the front of it, and then after that, o is added.
Mm-hmm.
Hu becomes ho. In front of ho, another sound is there. Why is it there? Because it belongs to Tritiya Gana. It has its own behavior. All the verbs in this Tritiya Gana will have something added to it. See, the dhatu is given hu. You see that? In the brackets, hu.
Yes.
Hu becomes juhoti. Oh my goodness. How? Because it is Tritiya Gana. Once you study Tritiya Gana, you'll understand. Chaturtha Gana, dhatu is div. Like pat. So it should become patati. No, look at it. Divyati. Div has a short E. And is not divati. But it is divyati. There is a ya also in the middle. Why? There is the gana. Panchama gana, swadi gana. Su. Dhatu is su. It becomes not suti. It becomes sunoti. Where does nu come from? Where does no come from? Shashtama gana. Tud is tudati. Just like pat is patati. See, they are so similar, aren't they? Tud becomes tudati. Pat becomes padati. Patati. Then why are they different ganas? Still there is some difference. Inside, when you look at the mechanics, they are different. They function differently. They appear the same. For example, two species of monkeys can evolve in entirely different continents under different circumstances. Two cultures can learn how to make yogurt entirely of their own.
Mm-hmm.
Not one influencing the other. Correct?
Mm-hmm.
The appearance is similar at the end, but the way they learnt it and the way they practiced it is their own way. Similarly, all the ganas have something very characteristic about them.
Mm.
That is why there are 10 ganas. Abhagatam?
Am bhagini dhanyavad.
Dhanyavad. Astu, any other questions?
No.
When you have to go through the initial, at least learn some Sanskrit. This is where we are. At least now you are starting to understand my commands and what I say in class. And we have been doing this for 1.5 years, no? It's not bad considering we don't meet more than once a week. But still, some progress has to be made and then only we can go into deeper grammar. First you have to know some basic conversation.
Bhagini, my friends from Chihuahua, Mexico, told me today that they wrote to
Swarup Mahodaya
about 10 days ago, but he didn't answer yet.
Yeah, he is so busy.
He will answer.
He will answer and he will at least add their name to the list.
All right. I'll tell them that.
Yeah. Tell them he is actually, he's writing like 13 books.
Wow.
Yeah, he's kind of an amazing man. Yeah.
All right, धन्यवादः.
उत्तमम् अस्तु. अन्तिम शान्ति पाठ ध्यान भगिनी वदतु.
आं भगिनि, ॐ पूर्णमदा पूर्णमिदं पूर्णात् पूर्णमुदच्छते पूर्णस्य पूर्णमादाय पूर्णमेवावशिष्यते. ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः. ॐ सर्वेषां स्वस्तिर्भवतु. सर्वेषां शान्ति भवतु. सर्वेषां पूर्णं भवतु. सर्वेषां मङ्गलं भवतु. ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः.
धन्यवादः भगिनी. ॐ सर्वं श्रीकृष्णार्पणमस्तु. धन्यवादः. नमस्कारः.
धन्यवादः भगिनि.
नमस्कारः.
नमस्कारः.